go 5 months later. In spite of a forecast of marginal weather, the Air Force plans to launch a missile from the Central Coast this morning. KCLU's Brian Webb reports the prototype booster will eventually see service in the U.S. missile defense system.
The Lockheed Martin booster is being developed for the ground-based interceptor, a missile tipped with a kill vehicle designed to destroy strategic missile warheads by colliding with them above the atmosphere. Plans call for the heavily instrumented booster to lift off from Vandenberg Air Force Base today at 10 a.m., and send a simulated kill vehicle to an impact area in the Pacific. According to a Pentagon spokesman, the launch will collect data needed to evaluate the booster's hardware. Deployment of the interceptors is scheduled to begin late this year, but the Lockheed Martin booster being tested today won't be ready in time. The interceptors will initially use a booster developed by Orbital Sciences Corporation and eventually use boosters from both firms. For KCLU News, I'm Brian Webb.
The Schwarzenegger administration has